One of the hot topics, top priorities too, according to the federal government, is what they can do about addressing home affordability, especially for first home buyers. Now, there are two economic levers the Treasurer won't be pulling. He keeps saying negative gearing, capital gains tax. That will not be happening, so investors can rest easy. One solution under serious consideration is a kind of savings account / salary sacrifice scheme for first home buyers. It puts pre-tax income into an account that will help you save for a deposit. Not dissimilar to a scheme that Kevin Rudd put into place, but it was abolished back in 2015 by the Coalition. It's an idea that has the backing of the advocacy group, First Home Buyers Australia, and that group's co-founder is Taj Singh. He joins me on the line now. G'day, Taj.
Hi, Ben.
Mate, is there a housing affordability crisis, or is it just whinging millennials?
There definitely is a crisis, and it's been a crisis for the last couple of years. In the last couple of years, it's got worse, and we are finally starting to see some sort of action by the coalition government, which is good to see.
All right. I've had callers to this program ever since housing affordability became a buzz topic, saying, you know what? Houses have always been bloody hard to afford.
Yes, that's true. But what we found in the eastern states is that property prices are rising faster than a first-home buyer's ability to save for their first home. And this is seen particularly in Sydney and Melbourne, to a lesser extent even in some parts of Brisbane, where property prices have been increasing a lot faster than a first-home buyer's ability to save that 20% deposit for their first home.
All right, this salary sacrifice savings account scheme that's being mooted, I mean, this is something that Abbott Hockey got rid of when they first came into government. It was because of a disappointing uptake as well. What's going to be different this time around?
Well, the good thing about the one they've rumoured over the weekend is that it's going to allow first home buyers to put a portion of their pre-tax income into this account, which acts essentially like your superannuation account, where you can salary sacrifice a portion of your money into a superannuation fund. But how this will work is it will allow you to deposit that money into a special first-home savers account that is used for the sole purpose of using for your first-home deposit.
All right, couple of arguments on that, because I know you just mentioned it, a bit like the super argument or the solution they threw up. One, a lot of first home buyers don't have that money to sacrifice in the first place. It's not like they're looking for a tax break, but if they could save it to start with, they probably would. They're not on the big bucks at that stage. Second of all, aren't you just adding more fuel to already raging fire? If you're putting more money into the system, that's the issue, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. But what we found is that the government needs to consider a multi-policy approach. Just introducing this policy would definitely not be enough to solve the housing affordability crisis. So there are three factors at play, or three challenges that a first-home buyer faces. One is obviously the saving a deposit hurdle. The second one is the demand for property by investors. And then the third one is the lack of supply. So the government will need to look at each of these three aspects equally in order to solve the housing affordability crisis. And there are definitely property experts that do believe that this will just add more fuel to the market, because it's going to increase the borrowing power, or not the borrowing, the purchasing power of first-home buyers. And you'll see developers push up their prices because they know that first-home buyers can potentially afford more in the future. So that is definitely a concern about this policy. And that's why we have been advocating for a multi-policy approach rather than just this one policy that just helps them save a deposit.
Good on you, Taj. Appreciate your time this afternoon. Taj Singh there. He's from the First Home Buyers Advocacy Group. He's the director and the co-founder of that. Is there a housing affordability crisis? I think the crisis is housing. There's not enough of it. But it comes to the point where kids are using you, the bank of mum and dad, to get a foot in the ladder. Is that the case? And do you think this sounds like a good idea, salary sacrifice for first home buyers to put in as a saving? I'm just going back to when I was a first home buyer. I was doing everything I could to scrimp and save. I just didn't have the salary to sacrifice in the first place. Maybe it's different now.